year.
那么今天呢，我们要有会员大会， 所以我们也会讨论我们接下来一年的我们的主题。
So you remember last year's theme had to do with the family.
那么你们可能记得我们去年的主题呢，是跟家庭有关的。
So this year is going to be about liberty from the world.
那么今年的主题呢，是我们是从世界当中得释放。
You know, for the worldly values, the worldly ideas that take us from truly following Christ.
就是那些世上世俗的那些观念，让带我们离开神的那些观念。
And we all know that on the last night Jesus was alive, he said to his disciples, to us, that we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
所以耶稣在离世的那一晚上，他给他的门徒们说，也是对我们说，说我们是住在世界上，但我们不属于世界。
So liberty from the world must be very important.
所以呢，从世界当中得释放，与世界分别很重要。
Now, as we go to the next slide, I would like you to see a couple of things.
那么我们接下来看的话呢，我们来看看几个事情。
Liberty from the world is actually part of a four-year plan.
那么我们脱离世界捆绑呢，是我们一个四年计划的一部分。
So I think you all know Pastor Chow, Tom Chow.
可能大家很多人知道这个周牧师。
And he has the idea of what in English is called the four L's.
那么他有一个观念呢，就是在英文里边是四个的L。
Four basic principles that can help a church become healthy.
那么就是四个主要的原则，可以帮助我们教会呢过一个健康的属灵生活。
So you can see here that with the four L's covering the next 4 years, the first is liberty from the world.
所以我们看接下来这四个英文的所谓四个 L的话呢，英中文里边就第一个呢，我们是脱离世界的捆绑。
And the idea is that we are free from the things around us that lead us to a heart that's cold to God.
所以就是我们看看离开那些让我们远离神的那些事情。
Next year, it is living as one, unity in a church.
所以呢，明年接下来那一年呢，我们就合一的生活。
And in 2016, it's learning together that we all learn, not just the Bible, we learn the Bible, but we learn how to live out the Bible as a whole group.
所以我们是在这个2016年呢，我们是在主里面共同的学习成长。
And the fourth actually has to do with the first.
那么第四个的话呢，那跟第一个呢是有关系的。
You know, the first we say we have liberty from the world, we're free from worldly values and worldly thinking.
所以第一个呢，我们说的从世界当中得释放，我们就是从世界的观念、那世俗观念里面得到释放。
But that doesn't mean we leave the world.
但那个并不意味着我们就离开这个世界。
It means that we love the world. So the next last one is loving the world.
所以第四个呢，就是爱，我们要爱世人。
You know, this includes preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那么这就意味着我们要宣讲耶稣基督的福音。
And then as we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, we also show real kinds of love.
所以我们当我们宣讲耶稣基督的福音时候呢，我们也展示我们的耶稣基督的爱。
So the first one is liberty from the world.
所以第一个就是从世界当中得释放。
Next, what we'd like to do, I'd like to ask if you would stand and we can one by one read each of these scriptures.
所以我想请大家一起站立起来。下一个。站立起来，我们来一起读，我们一点读这几节经节。
So first English and then Chinese.
那么首先呢，英文，接下来呢是中文。
Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
And do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界， 爱父的心就不在他里边了。
Far be it from me to boast in anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I have been crucified to the world. You may be seated.
Chinese.
哦，
但我不断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因着十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。大家请坐。
Now you can be seated. I'm sorry. Now let me just read these for you, and I'd like you to look at them. The first from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, is the theme verse for the year. Here Paul writes, after 11 chapters of his discussion about what it means to follow Jesus and to be justified by faith, he begins to tell us how to live. And the first thing he says is, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
那么保罗在这个罗马书十二章里面，在前面的十一章，他一直在讲说我们要怎么样因信称义，然后接着讲来讲，在十二章第二节讲的时候，我们不要效法这个世界。
And then John, who was with Jesus on the last night and heard Jesus say that we are in the world, but we are not of the world, tells us about the world.
那么使徒约翰呢，他是当时是与耶稣在一起的，他听到耶稣的教导，就是我们是住在世界上，但是我们不属于这个世界。
And so he says something that's a little shocking. He says, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以他在约翰福音书里面讲到说，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And then we come to Paul, who says that the way that we overcome the world is through the cross of Jesus.
所以我们接着看到保罗又说的说，我们怎么样是我们是通过耶稣基督的十字架，所以我们来夸口。
So he says, far be it from me that I should boast in anything.
所以他说，但我断不以别的夸口。
I will not boast in anything.
不以任何别的事情夸口。
Except for the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
只夸我们主基督耶稣的十字架。
And then here he goes on to say, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I have been crucified to the world.
他接下来说，因着十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
So before we begin, let me pray and ask God's Spirit to be with us.
那么在我继续讲道之前，我们来一起祷告。
Father God, we do pray that you would indeed take the words that we read today, the words of my lips, the words that we read from your Bible, and help us, God, to live godly lives as a result of your changing the way that we think. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Okay, now, commercials, television commercials are a very interesting thing.
那么这个电视广告呢，是非常有意思的事情。
下一个。Now, I'm going to tell you, when I first went, the first time we as a family went to China, Elizabeth learned her first Chinese word.
那么当我们全家去搬到中国的时候呢，伊丽莎白呢，她学习了第一个中文的词。
So I don't mean, you know, 你好，谢谢。
那我不是说的是你好，谢谢。Hello, thank you.
So we were at a hotel at Beijing Shifan Dashui.
我们当时是在一个旅馆里边，这个旅馆就是 in a hotel in Beijing Normal University.
You know, so during the time while we are there and we watch TV.
所以我们在那个旅馆里的时候呢，我们看那个电视。
It tells us a lot about how commercials get into our minds.
所以这个事情呢，让我们知道呢，说这些广告呢，怎么能进入我们的心意里面去。
You know, the world, the way that the world thinks, it gets into our minds a lot like television commercials.
所以呢，很多人呢就想到说，进到我们的这个思念里面的话，是就是通过这些电视广告。
Now there was a television commercial with a man. He was a bald head.
那么有一个电视广告呢，是有一个人呢是个秃头。
And he had a medicine, a little box of medicine that he was trying to sell.
他呢有一盒药，他要卖这个药。
And there was a little song, dun 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 dun.
当时呢那个广告里面还有一个歌。
My daughter learned the last word.
那我女儿呢，就学了这最后那个词。
当当当当当，拉肚子，拉肚子，当当当当当当当，拉肚子，拉肚子。
所以拉肚子这个词。
Don't translate that. You know, the world gets into our thoughts.
所以你看，这个世界呢，会把一些观念呢，放到我们的头脑里面去。
And it's not always good for us.
但是呢，确实，往往呢，对我们并不好。
You know, the world is always has messages that are trying to get into our thoughts and into our thinking and change the way that we behave.
所以这个世界呢，老是想给我们一些观念，让我们呢效法这个世界。
Now, there's a very famous commercial.
那么有一个非常有名的广告。
There's this man, the Marlboro man.
那么有这个人就是万宝路，这个抽烟的人。
This commercial has come up over and over and over again since 1950.
那么这个广告呢，在一直从自1950年以后呢，一直的不断的出现。
I mean, if you want to be an American man.
如果你想是一个美国男人
，You need to follow the Marlboro Man。
那你就像那个万宝路男人一样。
I mean, this is a real man。
是非常的有肌肉的型男。
I got my horse。
Yeah, 我有我的马。
I got my rope。
那我有我的这个圈套绳子。
I got my hat。
那我有我的这个牛仔帽。
And I've got my cigarette。
还有我有这个烟卷。
How many people has that kind of a commercial gotten into their minds and into their hearts and drawn them into smoking?
所以你看有多少人呢，让这样的广告呢影响他们的心智，他们呢开始吸烟。
Since 1950, there have been 8 men that have played that role of the Marlboro Man.
那么自从1950年以后呢，前后呢有八个人是演这个万宝路男人。
8 of them.
八个。
Last month.
那么上一个月。
The 5th one died of lung cancer.
那么第五个死于肺癌。
I mean, isn't that crazy?
那么是不是很疯狂的这件事情啊？
You know, they take all these ideas into their head because of what is said around them, smoke cigarettes, and these men are dying.
所以你看他们一直呢就把这些吸烟的观念到头脑里边去，但这些人呢，他们确实怎么样呢，在死亡。
So as we go on, what we need to know is when we talk about the world, it starts with our minds.
所以我们在讲到世俗的时候，世界的时候，首先开始从我们的头脑里面开始的。
Now, the idea in the Bible about the world is very big and broad and has many meanings.
那么在圣经里面讲到世界的时候呢，它是这个世界世俗一个很大的一个有很宽的一个含义。
So this morning, we're going to kind of go into the front of the house of the world and look a little bit to try to understand.
所以我们今天呢来呢是在这个世界前面这一点我们来看一看。
And so we start with our theme verse for the year from Romans 12:2.
所以我们今天先看一看我们今年的主题经句是罗马书12:2。
God tells us through Paul, do not be conformed to the world.
所以保罗说呢，说不要这个不要效法这个世界。
You know, conformed, it means like we're being squeezed and pushed into a certain shape.
所以就是效法的话呢，就是我们被别人强制的给压到一个特别的一个形状里面去。
And in one way, it's pressure from the outside.
从另外一个角度，就是很多的压力，在外界各样的压力。
But look at what he says. He says, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed to be changed." Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
但是保罗说呢，说不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So he tells us our thinking.
他说他告诉我们说我们的思路。
You know, the world values that are different from God's values start in our mind.
所以我们就是世俗的观念和与属神的观念是都是从我们头脑开始的。
So what does it mean to have worldly thinking?
所以，那么有一个世俗的观念意味着什么呢
？So for this morning, I just thought I'd write my own little definition.
所以今天早晨呢，我自己呢写了我自己的一个定义。
This definition is, you know, only for this sermon. It's not the real definition.
所以这个并不是一个真正的一个定义，只是我是为了这次讲道而做的这么一个定义。
But it is this worldly ways of thinking.
所以就讲到世俗的价值观。
These are the attitudes of society around us.
就是我们周围的社会的一种观念，一种态度。
And they tempt us to three things.
那么他们引诱我们做三样事情。
They tempt us to selfishness.
首先呢，引诱我们呢去自私。
They tempt us to pride.
引诱我们去自傲。
And finally, they tempt us to ungodliness.
然后引诱我们去不敬虔。
So let's start out. What we'll do is we'll first look at the meaning of worldly thoughts, and then how Jesus Christ sets us free from them.
所以我们首先今天看看是这个世俗想法的意思是什么，然后看看耶稣基督怎么样让我们从中得释放。
So what is the origin of worldly thinking?
所以这个世俗观念的起源在什么地方呢？
Actually, worldly thinking goes very, very far back.
其实这个我们这个世俗观念的起源呢是非常非常久远的。
It actually goes all the way to the fall of Adam and Eve into sin.
它一直能够追溯到这个亚当夏娃的堕落。
And because Adam and Eve are our parents, we also sin like them.
所以像保罗像亚当夏娃一样，我们也是这样的一样堕落犯罪。
The sin is often very different than we think.
所以这个罪呢，经常呢与我们想象的可能不太一样。
You know, the sin begins with selfishness.
所以这个犯罪罪呢，经常呢是从自私开始的。
So John, in 1 John chapter 2, he says, "Do not love the world."
所以约翰呢，在他的这个约翰一书二章里边说呢，说不要爱世界。
You know, I mean, does this mean, you know, I'm supposed to hate the earth? Does it mean I'm supposed to hate material things?
所以是不是就是我就这个恨憎恶这个地上的土和地上所有的物质的东西呢？
So we got to look and see, you know, what does he mean when he says, do not love the world or the things of the world?
所以我们要明白他说不要爱世界和世界上的事到底什么意思。
And we realize this is important when he says, if anyone loves the world, he does not have the love of the Father in him.
因为他接下来说人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And then we think, oh, we need to take this very seriously.
那我们就想，哦，我们应该很认真地对待这个事情。
You know, we want to love God.
我们想爱神。
But I never think about what it means to be in the world.
但是从来我不想到在这活在世界上是这个跟那个爱神什么关系呢？
So as we keep reading into the next verse, into verse 16, John begins to describe what is the world.
那么，但是我们如果继续读下去，看在这个约翰在十六节里面说怎么说的
，and he puts up three things。
所以他讲到了三件事情在十六节里面。
First, he says the desires of the flesh。
首先呢，讲到肉体的情欲。
Now, when I hear the word flesh, I think of the body。
所以当我想到这个肉体的话，就是想到我们的身体。
But we all know that in the Bible, sometimes.The flesh means our sinful nature.
但是我们知道，在圣经里面呢，讲到肉体的时候，是讲到我们内心的那种罪、犯罪的欲望。
You know what we want.
所以我要什么
？The second thing is the desires of the eyes.
那么第二件事情，他讲的呢是眼目的情欲。
You know we look at things and we desire them.
所以我们看用眼睛看到东西，我们就想要那些东西。
We look at a situation or we create an image of what we would like and they give us pleasure.
所以我们就看看想到一个情景，这个情景的什么东西呢给我们带来快乐。
And then he finally comes down and he says, pride of life.
接下来讲的说今生的骄傲。
Pride.
骄傲。
See, here is where I come up with this idea that worldly thinking is the way that society tempts us to three things.
所以我就是为什么让我呢认为呢这个世俗的想法呢就是这世界呢引导我们呢引诱我们想这三样的东西。
It tempts us to selfishness.
所以引诱我们去自私。
I normally don't think of selfishness as sin.
我们很少想到呢说这个自私呢是一个罪。
It tempts us to pride.
而且 世俗呢会引导我们呢去自傲。
And actually, I think here included is it's a temptation to ungodliness.
所以这个地方所有包括的里面就是说引导我们的不敬虔，远离神。
But the interesting thing is John does not make this up. John gets these ideas from Moses in the first book of the Pentateuch.
所以我但是呢约翰呢这个他所的观念不是他自己有的，他是从最这个从那个律法书里面摩西所写的律法书里面得到的。
You know, if you remember Eve looking at the fruit.
我们记得夏娃看到那个树上的果子。
Remember, she was looking at a banana.
所以她就看了一个香蕉。
Oh, 香蕉? Oh, wasn't it an apple?
是一个苹果吗?
No, it's the fruit. Knowledge of good and evil.
但是实际上是呢，是这个智慧树上的那个果子。
You know, knowledge where I experience, not knowledge of the head.
那是我们是那是我们的这个经验的，不是我们的经验，不是我们的头脑的想法。
So she had the temptation to experience both good and evil.
所以她想要经历好和坏。
And then what did the serpent say to her?
那么这个蛇怎么给她讲的呢？
You're going to be like God.
所以你吃了以后就跟神一样了。
You know, we want to be in control of our lives.
所以我们因为我们想自己掌控自己的生命。
We want to be in control of everything around us.
所以我们想掌控我们周围一切的环境。
That's the essence of sin.
那就是罪的本质。
So, what does it say about Eve?
那么怎么说的这个夏娃呢？
She looked at the fruit.
所以她看到了那个树上的这个果子。
It was good for food.
所以他看那个果子呢，好做食物。
The desire of the flesh.
也悦人的眼目。
She looked at it and said it was a delight to the eyes.
所以切是可喜爱的。
You know, that's the desire of the eyes.
所以那就是眼目的这个情欲。
Now the last one is interesting.
那么最后这句话呢，非常有意思。
It's desire to make one smart.
说能使人有智慧。
Wow, I'm going to sin by becoming smart.
Oh, 那么我有智慧难道我就犯罪了吗?
Yeah, you know, I can become smart, get a really good education.
所以我可以很有智慧可以有个很好的教育。
But that's not what it really means.
但是这个不是那个意思。
It's the kind of intelligence where pride comes up and we're better.
所以这就是那个我们的所谓的那个智慧，就是我们让我们引以自傲的那种事情。
And in the middle of all of these temptations is selfishness.
那么在这整个这些引诱当中呢，很关键一点是那个自私的。
So worldly thinking are the values that come to us, and they tempt us to become selfish.
所以所有这些世俗的观念呢，都是在引诱我们呢，是。向自私的方向发展。
And then the second place that worldly thinking comes is actually with our pride.
那么在我们的这个世俗的想法里面呢，第二点呢，就是让我们呢感觉非常的骄傲。
And this is going back and looking a second time at what we just read.
那么这就是我们再看看我们刚刚读过的。
You know, John says all the things that are in the world.
所以他讲的说，凡是世界上的事，就是约翰所说的。
You know, don't love the things of the world.
不要爱世上的事。
What's in the world?
那么在世上的事到底是什么事呢？
You know, it's the delight of the eyes and pride of life.
所以他是说这个悦人的这个是我们今生的骄傲。
It's the delight of the eyes so that we can end up being wise, being smart.
所以我们眼目的情欲就是我们可以呢变得非常有智慧，很聪明。
You know, pride.
还有我们自己今生的骄傲。
Think about the Marlboro man. This is the typical American man.
那么我们想想那个万宝路男人，他是一个比较典型的美国男人。
You know, I got my horse.
那我骑着我的马。
I can make my horse go where I want.
那我可以骑着马的话任意而行。
I don't need anybody.
我不需要任何人。
I got my hat and I'm strong.
那我戴着我的牛仔帽，我非常的强壮。
And I'm independent.
那我是完全自由的，独立的。
I do everything myself. I'm strong.
我可以做任何事情都是我自己来做。
And I'll smoke even if my mother says no.
那么我抽烟，尽管我妈不让我抽。
He's got a lot of pride.
那么他有很多的骄傲。
Moses said something very interesting.
那摩西说过很多事情，他非常有意思。
And actually, wasn't Moses? It was God.
实际上不是摩西在说，是神在说。
You know, after 40 years in the desert, and they're getting ready to go into the land of promise, he says, "I know what you people are like."
所以他们当他的旷野里面走了这么长时间以后呢，神说，我知道你们是些什么样的人。
I'm going to take you in, and I'm going to put you in a place where there's a lot of big houses, and I'm going to give you a lot of farms, and I'm going to give you many, many things, and there's the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以我要带你们去一个地方，那边有很多的有高屋大厦，然后有很多的田地，还有流奶与蜜之地。
And then when you have everything you want,All the worldly things that you could ever want.
所以那个地方呢，就是你在世界上所想有的东西都会有在那个，都会有。
This is where you got to be careful.
但是呢，这是你要确实要很注意、很小心的地方。
Now, this is a really important part of the Bible.
所以这是确实圣经当中非常重要的一部分。
Because when Jesus went into the desert and was tempted by Satan and overcame the temptations,
所以当耶稣进到沙漠里面被魔鬼撒旦所引诱他，而且战胜了他的引诱的时候，
every quotation that Jesus answered the devil with comes from the three chapters of Deuteronomy 6, 7, 8.
所以，当耶稣基督回答撒旦的所有的那些话语，都是从《申命记》里边的三章经节里面出来的。
So what does Moses or God warn them about?
所以摩西或者说神对他们的警告是什么呢？
He says to them, when you come into this land and you get these big houses and these big farms and you make all of this money, this is what you have to be careful for.
所以当你来到应许之地，说你有了这些房子，有了这些田地的时候，有了这些钱财的时候，你要很小心。
When you arrive at the American dream, make sure that your heart is not lifted up and that you say.
所以当你实现了你的美国梦的时候，你的心呢，也不要心气高傲。
What's lifting up the heart?
把这个心给举起来是什么意思呢
？It's pride，
就是所谓的骄傲，就是心高气傲。
And then what does pride say？
那么这个心高气傲的人，他心怎么会说呢
？Pride says my power and the strength of my hand。
所以这个货财是我力量。
I've gained all this wealth。
我能力得来的。
I'm so smart. I've worked so hard. I've gained all these things.
所以我这么聪明，我这么强壮，我得到了这些东西。
Wow, that's sin.
那就是罪。
That's worldly values getting into our heart and coming out of our mouths.
所以那就是世俗的观念进到我们的头脑里面，从我们的嘴里面说出来。
There's an interesting truth.
那么有一个非常有意思的真理。
That because of pride.
因着我们的骄傲
，because of pride, the area where we are most successful.
因着我们的骄傲，我们最成功的领域。
Hear me again. Because there is pride in our hearts, the area that we have the greatest success.
就是因着我们的骄傲，就在我们最成功的领域里边。
Often becomes the area where we have the greatest sin.
所以这往往是我们犯罪。最大的地方。
Yeah, that's what worldliness does. Worldliness appeals and tempts us in our pride.
所以这就是世俗的它的力量，它就是这样，它就会让我们引导我们去做这样的事情。
You know, what must it feel like to God our Father when we kind of wander off and become independent and strong and smart?
那么我们想想看，神怎么想？如果我们离开逐渐远离神，愿意自己去强壮，依靠自己的聪明。
So as we look at this picture, I want you to—it's a story—and I'm kind of thinking about what God must feel like.
那么我们来看看这几张照片，看看说神会怎么样感受呢
？You know, last month I was, you know, looking at Xinhua at the website reading news.
所以上个月的话呢，我在看那个新华网的时候
，and there's a little story with some pictures about a couple in Henan.
湖南。
Hunan.
Yeah.
Oh, you know the story?
Yeah.
Oh, I should. Oh, wow.
所以他是有一对夫妻呢，是在湖南的一对夫妻。
So you know, one of them is named Zhu.
说有一个是姓朱。
you know, it's not Sichuan, it's not Zhude.
不是四川，不是朱德。
But I assume it's the same Zhu.
是同样这个朱姓。
And the man's name is Liu.
Liu. Okay, 另外一个人的这个的名字姓刘。
That's a great name.
Yes, it's a great,
great name.
I have that name, yeah.
Great name. And just like God the Father loves us and sacrifices everything for us,
就像父神愿意为我们舍弃一切一样。
This couple has sacrificed everything for their two sons.
所以这一对夫妻呢，他愿意把他们所有的一切都牺牲掉，是为了他自己的两个孩子，两个儿子。
You're poor.
所以他很穷。
What do you want for your children?
那么很你很穷，那你想给你的孩子什么呢？
There's one thing, of course.
那么只有一件事情。
A great education.
那么一个很好的一个教育。
Two sons, a great education.
那么给两个儿子非常好的教育。
One son has already finished his PhD and he's moved on to Germany for further studies, supported this whole time by his mother and father.
那么他其中的大儿子呢，已经完成了他的博士学位，而且继续到德国去学习，完全是靠他父母的支持。
You know, and the other one's finishing up college.
那么另外一个人呢，是一直在完成他的这个大学学业。
But these are parents of love.
那么这个一对夫妻父这个父母呢，非常有爱心的父母。
They don't have money.
他们很穷，没有钱。
Every day they go out and they pick up plastic bottles.
他们每一天他们去捡那个塑料瓶子。
They have picked up 9 million plastic bottles.
他们还捡了900万个这个塑料瓶子。
You know, they cut off the label and then they take them and turn them in.
所以他把那个瓶子整理一下，把那个指标呢给纸贴上给撕下来，然后呢把他们给交出去。
It's the equivalent of 20 tons of plastic.
是大概是20公吨的这个塑料。
They have sacrificed an incredible amount of time and energy for the sake of their two sons.
他们贡献了他们很多的这个他们的时间和精力，是为了就是为了他们的孩子。
So let's say the two sons are very different.
来我们再说，就是这两个孩子可能都不太一样。
So let's say one son, you know, he's in Germany and he'll stay in Germany and he'll meet a woman and get married and live there.
如果假设说这个一个儿子呢，到了德国以后，在那个地方喜欢德国，留在那个地方，在那个地方结婚。
And then his parents will send him the money so that he can come, the other son can come to the United States and do his PhD and then a postdoc.
那么比如说现在这个老二的话呢，把他送到美国来这个地方学读博士，然后呢继续这个博士后的研究。
I think this is like God the Father.
那么这就好像是父神上帝一样。
An incredible sacrifice for us as children.
是为了自己的孩子很大的一个牺牲。
But the two sons are very different.
但是这两个儿子呢非常不一样。
The older son.
那么这老大。
Okay, this is not the prodigal son, by the way.
并不是说这是那个浪子回头的故事哈。
The older son goes to Germany and he marries a nice Chinese woman and it makes a lot of money.
那么老大呢到了德国呢，在那个地方与一个中国一个女性结婚，然后在那边挣了很多钱。
And then the younger son, you know, he comes to the United States and he... 他的妻子是白人。
所以老二的话来到美国，然后 he marries a white wife.
Yeah, a white wife.
He marries a white.
Yeah, she has a different value system.
所以她有一个不同的价值观念。
So the first woman that is in China tells her husband all the time, you know, good women do this, call your mother.
所以老大的太太就说给你的父母亲打电话。
Isn't that what a good wife does? Call your mother, get on the computer and Skype your mother. She misses you.
所以一个贤妻就会这样做，是鼓励她的丈夫说，哎，给你妈妈打电话。
You know, yeah, okay, okay, I'll call her.
Okay, 这个儿子就说，呀，好好好，我给她打电话。
Then when she gets pregnant, you know, she thinks, the first thing she thinks is, we have to get your mother and father a visa so they can come and live with us.
所以当她这个妻子呢怀孕了以后的话，她就说，首先说，哎，把你父母亲请过来，让他们来跟我们同住。
Then later, The good wife is thinking, you know, we have to set aside money and buy a big house so that your mother and father can come live with us. They've sacrificed so much, we need to give back to them.
所以这个第一个这个贤妻呢就会说，哎，我们要存钱，存钱以后买一个大房子。所以你的父母亲来了，他过去做了那么多牺牲，现在可以与我们同住。
Now the other son has a different wife.
那么那个儿子呢，有一个他的太太呢，完全不一样。
Forget about your mother.
说呀，忘记你的父母亲吧。
You know, why do you spend time calling your mother? She's okay. She doesn't need you.
哎，你这花那么多时间给你父母亲打电话干什么？她不需要你。
You know, as a matter of fact, at night, if you have time to call your mother, you probably have time to get a second job and make more money so I can have a bigger house.
所以呢，如果你要有时间给你妈打电话的话呢，你还不如用这个时间呢，再找一个工作，可以多挣点钱，咱们买个大房子。
As a matter of fact, we don't need your mother to come here when the baby's born. I will hire a nanny.
所以实际上呢，当我生孩子的时候，我不需要你父母亲来帮忙，我可以雇一个保姆。
You know, a nanny will do what I want, but that mother of yours, she doesn't listen to me.
所以呢，那个我要雇一个保姆的话呢，她我让她做什么她做什么，但是你妈来的时候呢，她不会听我的。And
then when your mother is getting old, we don't need to take care of her. Let your older brother do it.
所以呢，当你妈妈老了以后呢，我们不想照顾她，让你哥哥照顾她吧。And
the wife is always saying, "Live for me, live for me. Forget about your mother and father."
所以呢，这个太太呢就会说呢，是你是为我而活，为我而活，忘记你的父母亲吧。Do
you know what it's like to live according to the world?
你知道像这个按照世俗的想法去生活是什么意思吗？
It's like the younger son.
就像这个小儿子一样。Think
about yourself.
想想你自己。You
know, remember to tell your mother, she didn't sacrifice, you did. You worked hard.
所以你想给你的母亲说，她没有做什么样的牺牲，是你做了牺牲。
You're successful not because of your father, you're successful because of you.
所以你去想想看说，你成功的话呢，跟你的父母亲没有关系，完全是因为你自己的能力。
You can ignore God, your father, because you can do a lot. You have a lot of smarts, a lot of hard work. You have a lot of power. Ignore your mother, father.
就好像神，你可以给他说，说我不需要你的帮忙，我自己有很聪明，我很强壮，有很有能力。
That's kind of how the world works.
这就是那个世俗想法的一些怎么样的运作的。
The world is always working to kind of take us away from God by thinking that we are important.
所以这个世界总是想引诱我们离开神，来考虑我们自己靠自己。The
world is always getting us to move away from God our Father because we're independent.
所以我这个世界总是让我们呢离开我们的父神，让我们成为一个独立的人。And
it's very subtle.
这些事情往往呢很微妙的。
We can't even see how it comes into us.
我们甚至都不能够察觉到它怎么样来到我们的思想里边。We
can't see it, but it comes out.
但是呢，我虽然察觉不到，但是呢，确实能够从我们会讲出来，说出来。
You know, it's like a commercial. It gets into your head, and it comes out.
所以就像一个广告一样，它来这个广告不知不觉进到你的头脑里边，所以从你的嘴里边就会说出来。Do
you know how I know?
你知道我为什么会知道吗？
So I heard my daughter going around, da 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 da, la duza, la duza.
所以我就看到我女儿在到中国的时候，她这样看那个广告，一直就重复这个广告。You
know, the values of the world get into our heart and into our mind, and they slowly change us, and we don't even know it.
所以呢，这个世俗的观念呢，那些价值观呢，会进到我们的心里面，慢慢的改变我们，我们甚至都察觉不到。So
if John says, "Do not love the world." If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
所以当约翰说不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。What
he also means is, if you reject worldly thinking, it shows that you love God the Father.
所以从另外一个方面来说呢，如果呢你拒绝世界的事和世界呢，你呢爱父的心呢就在你里面显出来了。
So what does God give us to overcome worldly values?
那么神给了我们什么，让我们能够战胜世俗的观念呢？
It's actually in the cross of Jesus Christ.
其实这样呢，就是在耶稣基督的十字架里面。
Right back here, there's a cross.
那么在我们的屏幕后面，我们有一个十字架。
Every time we come here, everything revolves around the cross.
所以我们来这个地方，我们所有的世界都是围绕着这个十字架。
You know, we walk in, there's two crosses.
那么我们进门的地方呢，大概有两个十字架。
Every day we're being changed into the image of the cross.
所以我们每一天都会变成十字架的这个形象。
You know, when he says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
所以我们刚才读过说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
It means that our thinking will become more and more formed according to the cross of Jesus Christ.
也就是说，我们的心怀意念呢，变得更像符合十字架的道理。
And it deals with our pride.
也是同时呢，这样也是与我们的自傲有关系。
You know, what are we killing when we die on the cross?
那么我们在死在十字架上，死在十字架上的时候是什么死了？
Bottom line, we're killing our pride.
实际上的底线呢，就是我把我们的自，把那骄傲给钉死了。
I mean, look at what Paul says. Paul in Galatians chapter 6, when he talks about how we are crucified to the world.
所以保罗在加拉太书六章十四节里面说，他说我们在这个十字架上钉死。
He puts three things together.
他把三样事情放在一起。
He puts the world.
他把这个世界。
Then he puts boasting, which is just pride.
他把第二是夸口。
And then in the middle, he puts the cross.
那中间他放了十字架。
So by putting the cross between our pride and the world, he kills the pride and the world doesn't influence us.
所以他把十字架放在这个世界和夸口之间，这样的话就把两个都销毁了。
Did that make sense?
这个有意义吗？这样
？Okay, look at what he says. He says, "Far be it from me that I should boast in anything."
所以，但我断不以别的夸口。
When he says, "Don't let me boast," he means don't let me have pride or to be proud of anything inside of me.
所以他的当保罗说断不以别的夸口，就是说不要让我在任何的事情让我能感觉有些骄傲，可以夸口。
Don't let me boast or take pride in anything except for the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他是，但是就我不只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
My job.
那我的工作。
My education.
那我的教育。
My successful children.
那我的成功的孩子们。
You know.I don't know, that bank account?
那或者我们银行的账户。
There's a lot of things that we take pride in.
那么很多这些事情呢，会让我们感觉很骄傲。
But Paul tells us, put your pride in the cross, not in these things.
但是保罗说，把你的骄傲放在这个，把你的夸口放在十字架上，不要夸这些世界上的事情。
Is he saying these things are bad?
他是说这些事情是坏的吗？
No, he's just saying it's misplaced pride.
他是说不是，他是说不是你把你的这个你的骄傲放错了地方。
So what he says about the cross of Jesus Christ is two things: the world has been crucified to me on the cross, and I have been crucified to the world.
所以他说，就保罗接着说，他说就世界呢已经钉在十字架上，就我而论，就世界而论呢，我已经钉在十字架上。
So we know about, you know, we're crucified to sin.
所以我们知道，我们是不是在这个罪上钉死了
？You know, we understand dying to sin and coming alive to God.
所以我们明白，说我们怎样向罪死，向神活。
But God also wants us to understand what it means to die to the world.
所以我们神也让我们知道，怎么样对世界而论，我们是死的。
And it always comes to the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以最后呢，总是要来到这个耶稣基督的十字架上来。
The beginning of the book of First Corinthians,
在那个哥林多前书第一章
there was a church and it was divided according to different people that they admired.
所以那个这个教会呢是分裂的，是因着他们每个人呢有跟随不同的人。
And they're all thinking, mine is the wisest, my leader is the wisest. No, my leader is the wisest.
那么每个人都觉得说，哎，我们的这个带领者是最聪明的，最有智慧的。
But Paul says, in contrast to the wisdom of the world,
so, 但是保罗在这说，他是跟与世界上的智慧是不一样的地方。
At the end of the first chapter, he says, "Hey, if anybody's going to boast, let him who boasts boast in the Lord."
他说在最后一节当中说，这个夸口的当指着主夸口。
And to get us to focus, he goes on to say, "I've determined to know nothing among you."
所以他说，接着他说呢，说我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的。
Except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
只知道基督并他钉十字架。
So we actually understand the world by understanding the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要先明白主耶稣基督的十字架，才能够明白这个世界。
And it's kind of difficult.
好像听起来很困难。
It's what many people call the upside down kingdom.
所以好像感觉起来这是一个 从这个反过来的一个天国的观念。
You know, the first are going to end up last and the last are going to end up first.
那么在前的要变成在后的，在后的要变成在前的。
The person who exalts himself is going to be brought down.
那么升高的必要降卑。
And the person who humbles himself will be brought up.
降卑的必要升高。
God thinks very differently than we do.
说神好像想法跟我们想的很不一样。
And then Jesus lives it out by going to the cross.
那么耶稣呢，把这个都活出来，就是通过他走向十字架这件事情。
So even more crucial than just dying to the cross is we die to ourselves.
所以那么更关键的就是我们是不光是这个钉十字架，是我们自己要死。
You know, Paul at the end of Galatians.
那么在加拉太书呢，保罗说
，right before one of two places he says that we are a new creation.
对，在两个地方他说我们是一个新造的人。
You know, we're a new creation.
他说我们是新造的人。
You know, and the difference between the old and the new is the cross.
所以在新造的人和旧人之间，那中间就是那个十字架。
So here he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，而乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the key to every aspect of living out Christ is in the cross.
所以呢，就活出基督的关键地方就是那个十字架。
It begins in the cross and it ends in the cross.
那么从十字架开始，从十字架再到十字架结束。
And every day God is asking us to die to ourselves according to the cross and come alive in Jesus Christ.
所以神每天提醒我们说，我们要十字架上要死，然后呢，从耶稣基督里面活出来。
He says, "The life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God."
所以我所以他说呢，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因着信神的儿子而活。
And He loved me.
他爱我。
And how do I know He loved me?
怎么知道他爱我呢
？And how will He know that I love Him?
他怎么知道我爱他呢
？He gave Himself for me.
他为我舍己。
He gave Himself.To be turned over to death on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins.
他把自己交出来，被钉在十字架上，为罪付上代价。
Now, how do we begin looking at the world and how we live our lives?
那么我们现在怎么样开始看看这个世界？然后我们说怎么样活出我们的生命来
？You know, a lot of times we can look at the things out there.In our society,
所以我们经常看的世界，看的世界里面的很多的事情，这个社会当中很多的事情。
You know, that's where the temptations come from.
那么这样的话，这个诱惑就来了。
But I think we need to first start with ourselves.
所以呢，我们首先要开始呢，是从我们自己开始。
So I just thought of this morning.
所以我今天早晨呢，刚刚想到一件事情。
You know, I said earlier because of pride.
因为今天我刚刚讲到的时候说到是因着我们的骄傲
，the area of our greatest success in life，
所以我们在生活当中最成功的领域
，easily becomes the area of our greatest sin，
那很容易成为我们犯罪最大的地方。
And tragically enough, we don't even see it。
但是很可悲的是，我们经常察觉不到。
You know, I don't know about you。
所以我不知道你们怎么样。
I have had God pull me down several times.
我有几次是神把我给拉下来。
Okay. We don't like to use the word discipline.
我不想用这个，不喜欢用这个词，神管教这个词。
God has disciplined me.
神管教了我。
You know, given me the spanking.
就是给我好大屁股。
And what is he really trying to get out?
那么， 他是要从我当中得到什么呢？
A lot of times it's been pride.
是因为我自己的这个自傲的问题。
So the place to begin is to ask yourself, where do you have the greatest success?
所以我们要面对每个人面对的问题，首先想到就是我在生活当中最大的成功是什么。
And just identify what do you take pride in?
那么首先想到指出 看出来你在生活当中你觉得最自傲的事情是哪些。
And as we sit down and we think and we meditate and realize, okay, this is what I'm really proud of.
那么如果我们想一想、深思一下然后说这些事情是我非常引以为傲的事情。
You know, and don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Be honest.
要诚实。
And then slowly begin to look at what you're proud of and the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，然后呢，再看一看呢，你所自傲的那些东西，然后再看一看十字架。
And I'm not going to tell you what to do. We've got all year to talk about what to do.
那我不想告诉你说你应该做什么，但是我们今年一整年都会讨论这个题目。
So we come back to the beginning.
所以我们开始到这个，我们回到开始。
The theme of the year is liberty from the world.
所以我们今年的主题就是从世界当中得释放。
Okay, Dwight, is that clear?
那么这是不是很清楚呢
you know, I've learned as a pastor, say something over and over and over and over and over again, and people, you know, slowly listen to you.
所以呢，我想作为一个牧师呢，我学到的就是我要经常重复、重复、重复、重复，人呢就慢慢、慢慢就会听。
You know, so liberty from the world, liberty from the world.
所以脱离世界的捆绑，脱离世界的捆绑。
What I have to learn for myself.
所以这就是我自己要学的事情。
Okay, and then the theme verses do not be conformed to the world.
所以我们今年的这个主题经文呢是不要效法这个世界
but be transformed according to the renewing of your mind
只要心意更新而变化
as we read God's word
就是当我们读神的话语的时候
and so if the definition of worldly thinking is
如果说这个世俗的价值观的这个定义是这样的话
That it is the attitudes of society around us that tempt us.
是就是我们周围的社会，那他那些这么一种态度，这种态度对我们有这样的一些诱惑。
You know, they tempt us to selfishness, they tempt us to pride, and eventually lead us to ungodliness.
所以就是这些诱惑呢，就是自私、骄傲或者远离神。
There's a word I learned many years ago.
那有一个词呢，我是很多年之前学的。
And so I don't know if the Chinese is right.
我不知道这个中文对不对。
教法，
效法。
哦，相哦，效法，
效法，
效法基督的十字架。
效法基呀。
Okay, it's a word in English called cruciformity.
所以英文里面有一个词是这个是钉死和这个和效法这两个词放在一起的。
You know, the idea, cruce is the cross.
那么 cruce, 这前面这个词呢是十字架这个意思。
And it's to be conformed to the cross.
就是也就是说呢这两个词的意思呢就是呢让我们呢向这个效法这个十字架。
So to a large degree, the way to deal with the world is not to think about all those values out there, but if I focus on having my life conformed to the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的生活的重点呢要看不要去被世界上这些我们所看东西所引诱而且重点放在我们怎么样能够效法十字架。
We will slowly be transformed.
我们因此我们就会逐渐的被改变。
And of course, Paul later says,
那么我们知道保罗呢，随后呢说
that the purpose of our being predestined, our predestination,
所以我们的神呼召我们的旨意
is that we would be conformed,
所以我们就会效法
conformed to the image of his son,
就是像更像神的形象
which of course is on the cross,
就是在十字架上的那个形象
Let me pray.
那我们来祷告。
Father God, I do pray that you would help us not just to identify, Lord, all the worldly values that are not in accordance with your Bible, but also to identify the blind spots where our pride leads us to temptation, where our selfishness leads us to temptation, where the world appeals to us. Help us, God, to identify those things so that we can be strong in you and strong in the gospel of Jesus Christ and his grace. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In response, we'd like to sing A Wonderful Cross. Ichichili, let's all stand together. Hello. Thank you. Let's remain standing for doxology. Let's first sing it in English and then in Chinese.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Lord, all creatures.
天之下